What's up, people? It's your girl and I'm back. So let's get into it. I want to talk to y'all about P-Valley. Mainly the character Diamond on P-Valley. Diamond is a conjurer. And a lot of people didn't know that until episode 2. I mean, I picked up on this shit because, I'm a conjurer. But anywho, I have a lot of people who also watch P-Valley in my circle. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's getting so weird. Oh my God, what direction are they going? Girl, shut the fuck up and pay attention. But anyway, I'm telling y'all, that's how I really feel. But anyway, so let's get into it. I fucks with P-Valley. And I'm not sure who the writers and creators are, but I'm going to find out. And I'm going to put that in a future podcast. But, yeah. So, in this episode, this the one when Mercedes, her arm was hurting her real bad. Now, we go back to season 1, you know, towards the end, all of this shit that went down with Keyshawn and Diamond and Mercedes and the baby dad and all the club and all the other bullshit. Facts. Okay, so Mercedes had shot the gun or whatever. Y'all know that. Fuck. Y'all watch P-Valley. But anyway, so Diamond did his ditty and he, you know, took the pressure out of her arm, and it was exactly 7 pounds of pressure. It takes 7 pounds of pressure to fire a gun, and that's what Mercedes did. That's why her arm had been hurting her ever since that shit happened. So, boom. You just really got to pay attention to everything that's going on in the episode. Even if you got to go back and watch previous episodes to, you know, get a grasp of the whole situation. But I feel like they're going to expand Diamond's character in the next few episodes. And y'all already know it's going to be a season 3, period. Because why wouldn't they? P-Valley is up. Like, I think they had like the highest ratings they've ever had for episode 2 of season 2. So anyway, let's get into like the main focal point of this podcast, what we're gonna talk about today. So I believe that all this spirituality shit is getting a little bit too mainstream for me. So Diamond is a conjurer. You know, we're out here. We're spiritualists, healers, root workers, psychics, mediums, all of that shit. And the unfortunate aspect of it is that us as a people, black people, we are not in touch with our own culture. And it's really not our fault, but it's up to us to get back to our roots. Story root worker, duh. But our people were stolen from our homeland. They brought us here to America where we didn't know the language, we didn't know the food, we didn't know the religion, we didn't know anything. And although we tried to hold on to those things, a lot of us just conformed out of desperation. And I mean, can you blame them? Can you blame people for going into straight survival mode? So, like a lot of other things, that shit have been passed down from generation to generation. So a lot of our people have ingrained in, the generation after us about Christianity and all of this other rudimentary bullshit. So to me, and I'll say it, I believe Christianity is bullshit because it's made up. A white man made it up, and that's another podcast. But the nigga that came up with the whole concept of the Bible is Cesare Borgia. I'm going to let y'all go look that up on your own time. Google is your best friend. But with that being said, the Bible was mainly, it came about as a tool of manipulation. That was the whole sole purpose of the Bible, was to be a tool of manipulation. Also, another thing for y'all to check out, the Council of Nicaea. Check that out. Again, Google is your best friend. And you'll figure it out why I'm saying the things that I say. Now, do I feel as though some of the concepts in the Bible are true and correct? I do. But I also feel like the Bible should be used as any other thing, a tool to guide you. It's not the be all and the end all. I do truly believe that the Bible has spiritually correct influences, although it may not be completely correct. And with that being said, I know a lot of us, especially people that's from down south, South America, well, South United States, I'm going to say that. We in the Bible Belt. And people are Bible thumpers. Like, oh my God, Christianity, Jesus. I'm going to give you G. I don't subscribe to Jesus. I can't get jiggy with the whole Holy Trinity shit. I just can't do it. Now, I do believe in God wholeheartedly. I believe that God is my Savior. And those are, to me, those are two different things. They aren't one and the same. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you're so confused. I'm not confused. You're confused. You haven't even taken the time out to study this shit. You blindly follow something that somebody have told you, something that a white man who stole you from your homeland, stripped you of your language, stripped you of your family, stripped you of your spirituality, stripped you of your belief system, stripped you of your fucking traditions. You're going to take something that he gave you and it's going to be law? Man, fuck that. Like, real talk. I mean, now, I'm going to keep it G. I grew up in a very, very devout Christian family. And I was with that shit up until I was about, I'm going to say maybe about 25, 26, somewhere in that area. I was with that shit up until then. And then, you know, I got the veil was taken off of my eyes. And I'm not going to name any names, but I appreciate the people that helped me with that. I appreciate the people that were the catalyst for that for me. In essence, spirituality is a learning curve. Like, you really have to be deep in this shit to the point of you have to learn yourself. You cannot depend on no one to bring this to you and teach it to you. You have to get in there and you have to study. You have to, the same way y'all study the Bible, study yourself. Study where you come from. And then you'll be able to better understand what's going on around you. Your surroundings, be more aware. Because ultimately, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Why do y'all think that people are so hell-bent on keeping us in the box? They want to keep us closed up. They don't want us to know ourselves. Because we're so great. The black woman in particular. We carry something called the Eve gene. We are the only species on earth, the only human that can create any other and every other possible race just from us. We can have those babies. we can bear those children. And Black people can do that. A black woman and a black man, we can do that. And I don't think that us as a people, we've delved deep enough into that. So like, oh God, people are so brainwashed. That's all I could say is Christianity is brainwashed to the point to where when you get a root worker or a portrayal of a root worker, as they did on P-Valley, the people that's watching it for purely entertainment, they get freaked out and weirded out. Now, if you aware, if you spiritually inclined, you will know that the universe is all about balance, right? So, I don't per se believe in karma, but I do believe in balance. For every action, there is a reaction. And everything revolves around the other. So, although P-Valley is for entertainment purposes, it's also educating you. Everything has a deeper meaning, right? So, it's all in your mind, right? I truly believe that they're trying to open people's eyes. Spirituality has become very commercialized in the last, I'm going to say, 5 to 10 years. It has become very commercialized to the point to where there's a lot of readers, per se, and I use that term very loosely, that will show up on all these social media platforms. And when I say commercialized, don't take that the wrong way, because I also believe that social media plays a part. The fact that we have so much access to other people that we did not once have also plays a part in the commercialization of spirituality. So, and now it's like, oh my God, everybody want a conjure man. Girl, let me tell you something. You don't want them problems. Girl, let me tell you something. You do not want them problems. Do not go out and seek no nigga like Diamond, because they crazy. Throw the fuck off. As you could see in the previous episodes with Diamond in it on P-Valley. That nigga is crazy. And to be quite honest with you, most spiritualists, most root workers, most psychic mediums suffer from mental illness. Yes. If you did not know that, most of us suffer from mental illness. Me, myself, I come from a long line of bipolar, multiple personality disorder people. That's on my dad's side. I'm pretty sure they got some mental health issues on my mama's side, but it's been undiagnosed because they're so devout in their Christianity and I'm not going to say there. I'm going to say the older ones, because most of the younger ones are not brainwashed anymore. But anywho, so on my dad's side, that's where all the spiritualists are. My great grandmother, she's still alive. She has taught me a lot and guided me a lot on my spiritual journey. My grandmother, God rest her soul, she passed away when I was 17 years old. She taught me some things, but not directly, very indirectly. She would teach me certain things when I would go to visit her. Certain things that I saw her do, I did not know what she was doing until I was old enough to realize the connection. My aunt, God rest her soul, she also was showing me things, but I just couldn't put it together because I was so young and I didn't know. I didn't spend a lot of time with that side of my family because I was, you know, for the most part, I spent most of my time with my mother's side of the family. And again, we was Christian, devout Christian. I was brainwashed. So yeah, a lot of my family members suffer from mental disorder. And it's okay because I take my medication. And some people self-medicate, and that's okay. You got to do what you got to do to keep yourself sane. So I feel like I'm rambling. Like, I feel like I'm all over the place. I feel like everything's not cohesive, but when I gotta get it out, I gotta get it out. And like I said, from Diamond on P-Valley. And I'm sorry, I used to watch him when he was Benny on Haves and Have Nots. And oh my God, I think he is just the sexiest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. I just can't get over how fine this man is. And I don't even like light skinned men. I like me a nice chocolate brother. But baby, Diamond could get it anytime, any place. I don't care who's around. That's how I feel about Diamond. Y'all know I'm crazy. But boy, if I ever run across you, you can get it. But anyway, I gotta laugh at myself, y'all. I'm really funny on some shit. Oh my God, I wasn't ready. But anyway, it's so fascinating because I also fucks with the creators of P-Valley because they're giving a lot of people a chance at the big screen that would not have had that chance. A lot of people exposure. They're bringing exposure down south. They're bringing exposure to the small country towns that, you know, people don't necessarily know about or don't have any interest to know about. And I fucks with P-Valley for that because they didn't have to do that. They could have said this in any town, in any part of America. And they chose down south Mississippi, the Delta, period. And, I mean, I'm in Louisiana. I'm very close to Mississippi, right next door. And I feel like I know these people. And also, I love the fact that they go beyond the strip club and they go deep into these people's lives. Like, it's not just down in the valley where the girls get naked. You know, these people have lives. Like, they have children. They have stories that go way beyond the pole. And that's another thing you have to look at. You can't just judge people by what they're doing or who they're doing or what they're doing with who they're doing it with. Like, you gotta look deeper than the surface level. That's what I want people to understand. Like, everything is not just surface. People look at stuff on the surface and they make their own opinions. They draw their own conclusions. And although it's fucked up, that's just the way people are. And you gotta get it in your mind to not give a fuck about what people think. Because I literally don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks. People gonna say what they wanna say. People gonna feel how they wanna feel about you. You gotta live with you. When you pass away, that's you. By yourself. You're not going to take none of them people with you. And you're not going to take none of their superficial, rudimentary, bullshit opinions about you with you. So you got to be comfortable with you. That I decided a long time ago, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And I don't care how nobody feel about it. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And to be quite honest, I can't wait until they delve deeper into Diamond's character and his abilities in the new episodes, because I feel like it's gonna just be so grand and just luscious and just everything. Like, I live for this shit. Like, I love it. I literally love it because it's gonna bring light to things, and I truly believe that it's going to enlighten a lot of people that otherwise would not have been enlightened to what's really going on. And I fucks with the creators of P-Valley for that. So, y'all, I'm going to go ahead on and get up out of here until next time. As always, do no harm, but take no shits. You heard me? And I'm going to holler at y'all later. I'm going to try to get another podcast up about the next couple of episodes of P-Valley. So, I think that'll be like a different segment, like just in its own, like a different section. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to do this. But anyway, like I said, yeah, it's up. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, the Black Hood Witch, Black Witch Chronicles. And we Audi 5000. Peace and love.